I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Nothing quite like a lazy day of catfishing on a West Virginia river. Coming up, I'll explain to you there's more than one way to catch a cat. Part two of the DNR report coming your way in 3, 2, 1. Catfishing seems to be the kind of fishing a lot of anglers gravitate toward in these hot summer months of August, mainly because fishermen also seem to be gravitating toward the evenings and nights to do their fishing.
You're fishing at night, which this time of year is probably a whole lot easier to deal with temperature-wise. Those fish will come into more shallower waters on the lower ends of shoals and things to feed, so... Yeah, you want to be out. The key with catfish, I guess, is this time you'd be out after dark or near some flowing water where they're going to be moving in to feed.
That's DNR biologist Mark Scott. Here in West Virginia, there are three types of catfish. Channel cats and flatheads are abundant all across the state. And the DNR has recently undertaken an effort to add the blue cats back to our waters in the Ohio and Kanawha Rivers.
They're kind of a little different animal. They can be an open water species. They key in on shad. Down Santee Cooper, I've caught them that were plumb full of whole mussels. They swallow the shell and all.
One of the key considerations when you're targeting catfish is to put some stink in the water. Certainly there are a lot of commercially available baits that do that, and chicken livers and the like are often very popular. Scott explains to us these are fish that are made for hunting down food with extra sensory perception.
Catfish are made to feed in dingy conditions, dark water, muddy water after dark at night. They have their whiskers, they have small eyes. If you look at any fish, you can tell a lot about how they feed by what they, how they're made. You know, if they have big eyes, they're probably a sight feeder. If their mouth is upturned, they're going to feed on the surface. If their mouth's downturned, they feed on the bottom. So with catfish, you know, they've got all the whiskers and sensory organs to detect food at some kind of a distance around their body, so they can feed in pretty much pitch black darkness.
And it's not unusual to catch catfish in the 5 to 10 pound range and maybe even up to 20 and 30 pounds in our big rivers. I asked Mark just how old would that fish be?
That's what we're working on now. We don't really know accurately, and there may be a sex issue too. The females may get really big and the males never get very big. We don't really know. So we have a federal project that's looking at catfish, and they've been working primarily on the Ohio and Kanawha Rivers and doing some aging and things, and hopefully they'll give us a real good handle on it.
It's advisable, since they do get pretty good in size, to use heavier tackle and line strength, because you never know what's going to be on the other end of that line. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.